Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Wise people learn from their mistakes and seldom repeat them. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We learn about important aha moments and how to move forward in life with best-selling author and speaker Dr. Henry Cloud. His latest book is called Never Go Back, 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. And he shared his wisdom and gave us real hope for times of change.
Well, you know, it's an interesting paradox. Again, we're kind of in some ways set up for failure in a fallen world, because the way God has designed our brains, your brain is actually wired to resist change in a certain way. What I mean by that is you have maps of the way the world works, all right? So if you got in your car this morning and you live in the United States, you start driving to work and somebody's driving down the wrong side of the road, like you would, like if you're in England or something, then your mind is going to register that as an error and you're going to blow the horn. You're going to say, foul, I don't want to get back on your side, you know, because we have ways that we're wired to think things work. Now, the problem is that we're wired, because of our experiences in life and in a fallen world, we learn some ways and we get wired to do relationship in certain ways and performance in certain ways and all of that, that basically don't work. But we're wired that way. And so that's what you're saying. That's when what you're saying is very, very important, that we realize that, you know, I've really got a choice here. There's two options. I can continue to do this and continue to fail and go through the pain of the consequences of one more broken relationship or one more failed job or one more whatever it is, or I can go through the pain of doing the work that it's going to take to learn some new skills and to change. But the outcome of that path is very different. There's pain involved in both. You know, pain is unavoidable. The only pain that we can avoid is the pain that comes from trying to avoid pain.
That goes along with, I think, taking in the big picture, right? Not losing the big picture, because that's the same. That's kind of part of the motivation, isn't it?
It really is. One of the things you see that great performers do is when things happen, they just don't react to a situation without looking at the big picture and asking the question, you know, what is it that I'm really trying to accomplish here?